first of all, Brian, what's going on down in Puerto Rico? I know this is always an interesting time, especially just recently with all those hurricanes over the summer.
Yeah, we're just down here trying to help the people out, trying to get the power restored to the residents and the communities around them. They've been out of power for 5 months since the hurricane Irma came through, and we're just down here trying to make sure we see what we can do for the 3 weeks we've been here, and there's going to be another wave comes through, and we're going home. Another wave's coming in on Monday, and we're actually leaving Monday, so they'll kind of pick up where we left off.
How many people right now are down there with you from specifically your neck of the woods, from like Maryville as well as the Ameren, Illinois people?
From Ameren, Illinois is divided into six divisions, and I'm actually over the guys from Division 5 and 6. Division 5 would include Maryville, Hillsborough, Montclair, and Alton, and then Division 6 is East St. Louis. I have people from East St. Louis, Anna, Sparta, and Belleville. So that's how it got divided up on this wave of the people that they asked to come down. That's who I'm actually overseeing down here.
So how many people would you say that is so far currently in this wave?
On this wave from Illinois, I believe we have a total of 24 linemen that come down. We took four from each division, and then also we have support staff throughout Illinois also. We have three supervisors and some logistics people and one electric superintendent from Illinois.
So overall, just what are you seeing down there? Is things starting to kind of like slowly be restored, or just kind of give me the lay of the land right now?
Yes, you said it correctly. Slowly being restored, because what we pretty well have to do is just go on the line that they actually were assigned to. We have to just start from more or less from the beginning and start going down the main line and getting all the poles set, and getting the wires back up. There was a lot of vegetation down here, and a lot of trees that took the, you know, when the high winds of a hurricane come through, took everything down, and a lot of the lines that are on the ground are covered with vines, and from the vegetation from the tropical, the tropical atmosphere. It rains almost every day here, and then your temperatures are up in the 70s and 80s. I believe it's 83 right now down here, and it just makes everything just flourish as far as growth. So we just have to go more or less to go to every house, make sure it's everything looks good before we can actually throw the main switch on and get people back on. But that's what we're doing. Just keep working our way down to the end of our line, get people restored.
What do you think the community is responding to you guys? Are they like really grateful just when you get a chance to actually talk with them, or get the power back on? What have they been like?
Oh yeah, the communities down here, they've been great. I mean, to coming into a community that's been out of power for 5 months, you'd think the people would be just, broke down, disheartened. They see us come in, and they've unfortunately learned to adapt with not having any electricity for the 5 months very well. And some people have generators, some people don't. And when we come in the community, they're always clapping and cheering. Anything they can do to help us out, they do. If we ask them to move a car, because fortunately all the roads down here are pretty narrow, and the trucks are wide. A lot of times we'll have roads blocked and cars held up for a little while we try to perform our work. They've been gracious. We've even had people, we've had on several occasions, churches and communities provide us lunch. What will happen, when they do that, we can't very well bring everybody in to off the jobs, get the trucks off the jobs, so the supervisors, they'll go out and get the meals that they prepared and take them out to the jobs with them. And in fact, we have another church is wanting to actually do that. I was contacted the other day. They want to do that for some of the guys that are working over here by where their church was at, where we restored power to. They're going to do that on Sunday.
So how long have you been down there exactly?
I actually, we flew out, the contingency that I'm on right now, we flew out on the 26th of January, and we are leaving on this Monday. We're having another contingency fly down on Monday. They're going to get off the plane, and we're going to get back on and head back home. So it's a three-week deployment for all the waves. And right now, from what I'm hearing, we're set to go three waves down here, you know. But that's all. That could change also depending on how things go with the federal government and different things like that.
And for you, where have you been staying at? Have you been staying at like a hotel? Have you been over at, you know, maybe someone's kind of bunking you guys up?
That's another thing, because when you first come down on something like this, or any time when you go off of your own property, you don't know what you're going to get into as far as your lodging, food, and things like that. But we were very fortunate to find a hotel down in Fajardo, Puerto Rico, that was only about a half hour from our job site where we're working, and we're able to the facility's big enough that we're able to have our breakfast there, and then they actually make our lunches, and then they get brought out to us, and the supervisors again go get them for their crews and take them their lunches, and then we also are able to do dinner down there also. So very fortunate, everything is on right there. We're able to do it, and you know, we actually in the morning have buses take the guys down to get their trucks down at the staging area. So it's for what we could have came into, it's working out really well, though. It really is.
I know I mentioned community stuff earlier. I was kind of looking over some of my notes. What's the language barrier kind of been like down there? Have there been a lot of people who've been able to speak English, or have you had somebody to help translate? I know some people down there speak Spanish as well, but what's that been like?
It hasn't been too bad, because as far as, we can do a lot of hand gestures and pointing to things and letting them know what we need to do, especially the ones that they cannot speak English. But there is quite a few people down here that are bilingual. They can help out. A lot of times people will hand you the phone where it'll be somebody that's actually bilingual that can understand, and that way they can translate in between the two of you that are talking to try to work things out to make sure that, you know, they get their stuff done that they need to, that we can get our stuff accomplished so we can get their electricity back on. But we also have a security detail down here with us that most of the current or retired officers on that security detail are bilingual also. They can help out with, any issues we have. But and let me say, as far as security issues, we haven't had any issues at all. It's been great. I mean, we haven't had any. Nobody's messing with our trucks. Nobody's messing with us. It's just been it's been a good experience. It really has.
Well, with that being said, and you mentioned about the community and such, and you've kind of alluded to earlier about food, why don't you just kind of give me an idea of a typical work day right now down there? Like, walk me through a regular day for you.
Typical work day, we get up, and then we're down at breakfast about either 5 or 6, depending on the day. We have breakfast, then we have a safety briefing through the two superintendents that are down here, and we go over the different things as far as what to look for, and if they got any new details on material or any other things like that. And then everybody stretches in the morning, and then the supervisors actually, they take their pickups back to the hotel, and the guys actually get on a bus, and the bus drivers take them down to get the trucks fired up and get them iced down, you know, waters on them and stuff like that, any material that they need. And then we head out to the job and have a job briefing out there, talk about what we're going to do that day. Everybody kind of splits up into their own little groups at that time, you know, when they go out to the job. We have two separate areas, well, actually three separate areas. We have like three crews working on the southern, on a different part of the circuit, and we have two that are together. We have another crew that is actually on a different circuit all by themselves. But, like I said, we work out here, setting up our traffic control, because like I told you, I don't know if I spoke about this earlier, but the roads are really narrow, and the people are they like to drive pretty fast around here, so you have to just be careful and be aware of where you're at, and the roads are real narrow and windy, so we have to really be careful with our trucks, because the trucks are a lot bigger than what they're probably accustomed to seeing as far as driving around the roads than a little car running around. But and then we eat lunch. They eat lunch out here, and then we break down, and then probably get back in and try to have dinner around 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, so, and then go to bed. So that's a typical day, and that's pretty well 7 days a week. That's how it's been 14, 16 hours. All depends on what's going on.
Whew. Hey, props to you already just hearing about that. It sounds exhausting. I complain sometimes. I got to wake up that early in the morning. Good for you.
Well, the props actually go to the guys that are out there, the guys and ladies are out there trying to get the power back on. You know, I sit back here and I try to remove any of the roadblocks as any other supervisor would in front of them and try to get them what they need to work with. And so, you know, the props go out to all those guys. I mean, I did it before in the field, and I do appreciate, you know, the support that people do give the line men and women out there working to try to get out there, and that's what they like to do. That's what that's in their blood, to get out there and, you know, set a pole, get wires up, get people, get their energy, get their electricity back on. So it goes out. You know, I just want to make sure I throw that out there.
Definitely. Do you have an idea right now about how many places you've turned back on so far?
I believe on this line that we have that we're working on amongst the Illinois and Missouri, there's probably around 1,200 people, and you know, it's more than I think what we expected when we first got here, because it just it's the like I said, a hilly terrain. I mean, you'll go to a house, a driveway that you wouldn't think anything's back, and all of a sudden the house pops up. There's a house, and you see a pole maybe by the drive, and the line drops down, you know, into the jungle. And then now you're trying to find it, try to get the power back on. It could be underneath vines, trying to pull it out with the trucks. It's just tough. But like I said, we've been at it. This isn't like a, you know, this storm. We're taking the circuit. This line is so long, so we're staying busy the whole time, unlike anything else. Because at first, when they said 3 weeks, I thought that 3 weeks isn't bad. Even some of the linemen I was talking to thought that's not bad. But a lot of times on some other storms, if you get moved to a different circuit, there might be a little bit of delay due to safety circumstances, making sure that everybody knows exactly where everybody else is going and what, you know, what line they're on. But when you're on this one, it's working all the time.
And just one last question for you, sir. Just talk about how this feels, just being able to help people out like this and being able to just help out a community that's really in need.
Oh, it's been, I mean, it's great. I mean, you go up in a community knowing that, you know, and that's like the crews that I have right now. We work on a little neighborhood, and they're bound and determined to get them on before we go home on Monday. And so they want to make sure that they've been seeing their faces. They want to make sure that, hey, they're the ones that turned their power on. So, I mean, we've had people, they break down, start crying when the lights come on. There was a lady that I know, she was on one of our supervisors there at the time whenever they put the power, you know, turn electricity back on, and she was just elated, started hugging him and saying thank you and crying. You know, you go in there and they flip the lights on, it's just like, You're turning on that bright smile on her face when that happens, and there's no better feeling in the whole world to know that you've helped somebody, that, you know, they can get back to their normal life. I mean, I know when I go home and I hit that garage door opener, I expect for it to come open, or, you know, the garage door to come open, or that light to come on whenever I flip that light on.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir. You have a pretty nice, have a good rest of the time, and be safe out there.